Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph 7a. We are going to be starting from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is continuing its discussion of the analysis of the four different Rishuyos on Shabbos. We know we had Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a public domain, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a private domain. We then have a Carmelis, which is this in-between status, and then we have a Makom Petur, which is no issue at all. So it says the Gemara, Marmar, we said previously, Aval Yamu Bekav, when it comes to a sea or an area of open fields, Va'istvanis V'ha'Carmelis, and a storefront bench area, and a Carmelis, Einan Lo Kirshas HaYachid, Ve'Lo Kirshas HaRabim. So it doesn't have the status of a Rishas HaYachid or a Rishas HaRabim. So now it's the Gemara, is it really true that a bika, this open field, doesn't have a status of a rishus harabim or rishus hayachid v'hatanam? But we have a Mishnah in Taros. The Mishnah tells us habika b'yemos hachama rishus hayachid l'shabbos rishus harabim l'tuma. When it comes to an open field, so during the summer months where there's really no grain and no crop being made, so in that situation, so it's going to be considered rishus hayachid l'shabbos because no one's really walking through there. And it's going to be a Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. In regards to Tumah, it's really a relevant question if there's a Suffolk Tumah, so it's treated like a Rishus HaRabim. But B'Yemos HaGeshamim, when there are more flowers and things being grown there, and produce being grown there, Rishus HaYachid L'Kan L'Kan, then it's going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid for everything, because people aren't going to want other people walking through their plants and whatever it may be. So it's going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. So we see the two options are what either it's a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid. But we called it right before, we said that it's neither like a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid. So which one is it when it comes to this bika? So first answer of the Gemara is Amar Ua Leoam Carmelis Havi. Really, it is considered a Carmelis. This bika is a Carmelis. V'amai Kari La Rishus HaYachid. So why does the Mishnah then call it a Rishus HaYachid? L'fishein a Rishus HaRabim. Because the Mishnah just wants to highlight the fact that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So when it calls it a Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't literally mean a Rishus HaYachid. It just means that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a second answer to this question, and Rav Ashi says, now top of Zayin Amanalf Kigon, De Isla Mechitzos. No, we're talking about a bika, an open field, which happens to have walls around it in this situation. That's why it's called the Rishus HaYachid. And the Mishnah is going within the following sheet of Chiyad Amar, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Karpav Yosher Mibes HaSoyim Shluhu Kaf Ladira. So if you have a Karpav, which is just a large open area, and that's the size of two base which is very big, but it's not used for residential use, Vafiu Kor, Vafiu Kuraim, and even if it's as large as a base core, even two base cores, Hazorik Osocho Chayiv, someone who throws from a Rishus HaRabim into there is going to be Chayiv, because Mide Oraisa, it's treated like a Rishus HaYachid. My time, why is it treated like a Rishus HaYachid? Mechitzei, because it's part of there's a fence there, there's some legal valid wall, and since there's a valid wall, it's going to be considered Rishus HaYachid on a Del Raisa level. El Shemechuseres Diurin. But it's still lacking a residential element, which is why the Rabbanan added a level of stringency, which is normally in a Rishus HaRabim and in a Carmelis, you're not allowed to walk four amos. That's going to be an issue of Hotzah, one of the different types of hotel that you're going to be high for just walking four amos, but in Rishus HaYachid, generally it's going to be okay. But here, even though this is Mide Oraisa, going to be considered Rishus HaYachid, since it's not used for residential usage and it could be confused for Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, we're going to say that that's going to be usher here, not allowed to walk four amos in this situation. But we see that Mide Oraisa, it's still going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid, which is why it might be called a Rishus HaYachid in this Braisa that we were referring to. This is why the Bika could be called a Rishus HaYachid here, because it's a special case with fences around it, but if it wasn't, then it would just be considered a Carmelis. Now the Gemara asks, and the Gemara says, Bish, Lama, Rav Ashi, Lo Amar Kidu Ula. So I understand Rav Ashi again was the second answer of the Gemara who gave this answer that it's called a Rishus HaYachid because there are walls in this specific situation. So I understand why he wouldn't want to say the answer of Ula, because Ula said that it's really only referring to it as a Rishus HaYachid to tell me that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But that's not what it said. It's called it a Rishus HaYachid. So why would we think that it's not a Rishus HaYachid? Ela Ula, my time, Elo Amar Kishmaite. But Ula, who gave the first answer that saying that it's not really a Rishus HaYachid, it's just not a Rishus HaRabim, why didn't he give this second answer like we just said, especially if he's the one that's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying that this would be considered like a Rishus HaYachid? So Amar Lach, so Ula would say to you, Ide Isla Mechitzos, Bika Karile Karpafi, because the Mishnah specifically referred to this as a Bika, as some sort of open area, open field area, but if it had these walls in it, then it would have referred to it as something else. It would have been called a Karpaf, it wouldn't have been called a Bika, so that's why you can't prove it from that situation. But Rav Ashi would say back to that, Rishus HaYachid Katani, the Mishnah teaches that it's a Rishus HaYachid, not a Carmelis, and therefore we have to say that it's this fenced in area, and that's how it was called a Rishus HaYachid. Now the Gemara goes on to continue to analyze this Braisa, which we discussed in detail, and the next element is a Carmelis. So the Carmelis, Atu Kul, Nami Lav, Carmelis, Nenu. So all of these areas mentioned are not also a Carmelis, just the ones that they mentioned. Kiyasa Ravdimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo nitzracha el keren zavis hasmuch loshes harabim. The reason why we needed to mention Carmelos is because we needed to include the case of a keren zavis that is close to loshes harabim. So it's kind of like, let's say you have a street and you have a bunch of houses. So if it's like part of the driveway or some sort of house that's on the side of a loshes harabim, but not technically loshes harabim, so that's what we needed to include in the count of a Carmelos. Because even though there are going to be some times that the traffic flow walks into there and that people go through there, since its use is not really convenient, it's not really meant to be a public walkthrough, ki karmelist, I mean, then it's like going to be like a karmelist. Now we have another halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, ki asar avdim yam Rabbi Yochanan. Bein ha'amudim nidon ki karmelist. So sides of marketplaces where they were lined with pillars, and this is where the merchants would go and hang their wares. This is where they would go, and there were pillars there. So the area between the pillars, this is considered a karmelis, not a rishus ha-rabim. My time, why is it not considered a rishus ha-rabim? Afagav de darsi ba-rabim, even though the public walks through there, since they can't go directly through there in a straight line, just continue in a straight line through their traffic, they'd have to go and make turns around these different pillars. That's why it's going to be considered a karmos. And now this is just what they had at those times. It's talking about what they had. For us, it would be like, let's say, a parking lot area or a hydrant or things along those lines would fit into our situations. We have a similar halacha. Now I'm Rabbi Zera, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Itstaba shalofne hamudim. So now the block which was in front of the pillars, nidon ke karmelis. So this is going to be considered a karmelis. Lamanda amar bein hamudim kol shekein itstaba. So now the Gemara analyzes. The Gemara says, the one who says that the bait between the pillars, the bein hamudim, is going to be considered a karmelis. So kol shekein itstaba, that's for sure going to be considered a karmelis and not rishus harabim, because it's much harder to walk through these blocks than it is to walk through the pillars. Lamanda amar itstaba. But if someone just says that these blocks are going to be considered a karmelis, these are were in front of the pillars, then itstaba hu delo necha. So maybe it's just not convenient to walk through those of Albein Hamudim the Nechatash Mishdei Lo. But maybe between the pillars, that would be considered a public domain, that would be considered Rishus HaRabim. So it just depends how you're going to phrase it. Lishna Achrina, another version of what we just said, of Albein Hamudim, but between the pillars, some say that when it comes to between the pillars, that would be considered like Rishus HaRabim because people walk through there. But again, different cases in terms of what might be considered karmelis, what might be considered Rishus HaRabim. Interesting to note. The Gemara now gives more examples of things where it's in the public domain, it's in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's not going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim lehalacha. So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Levena Zekufa Birshus HaRabim. So if there's a brick standing up in a Rishus HaRabim, so just imagine, you have a big, big brick. Let's say it's laying down also. So you have this big brick, which is laying in the middle of a street or a highway. Vizarak V'tach B'fanea, and someone who is standing four amos away from it, threw some sort of object, and the object stuck onto the brick. Now says the Gemara, Chayiv, you are going to be Chayiv in this situation. So it's going to be considered its own type of Rishus. And if it's stuck to the side of this brick, since it's its own type of Rishus, it's a place where it could be laying down, even though it's still in Rishus HaRabim. So it's as if you went four amos in Rishus HaRabim. As long as you have another Makom Hanachas on a place where it can be rested, that's going to be considered transporting something four amos within Rishus HaRabim, which is going to be a problem. Al Gaba, if however, let's say this object landed on top of the brick, not on the side of the brick, then in that case, you are going to be Pater. Why? Because the top of the brick is not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim anymore, it's going to be considered a Makom Patur, and we said anything into a Makom Patur is going to be Patur. Abai v'Rava Damrei Tavrai, Abai and Rava both said, in regards to this Patur, when it comes to things that land on top of a brick, V'husha Gavoa Shlosha, it has to be above three Tfachim from the ground, because if it's below three Tfachim from the ground, then it's going to be considered like the ground itself, as we saw the Halacha of Lavud in terms of a Sukkah, that anything below three Tfachim from the ground is going to be considered like the ground itself, below Bar Darsi Garabim, in which case the public is not going, people aren't going to step on it. Aval his But if, let's say, it landed on thorns. So if it landed on thorns, even if it's under three tefachim, which we said is like the ground, then would be a problem. But since no one's going to step on thorns because it's very uncomfortable, then you don't have to worry about it. If it's the brick and it's under three tefachim, people are still going to step on a brick, but no one's going to step on thorns. Rav says, even if it's thorns and bushes like that, you're still going to be chayav if it's less than three tefachim. About soa lo. But if it comes to soa, if someone threw this object onto excrement, which was under three tefachim, then you're not going to be chayav because no one wants to step on that. Rav Ashi says, afilu tsoa, even if it landed an excrement, which was less than three tefachim high, you're still going to be chayav in that situation because no one wants to walk through that. So again, we spent time today discussing what a karmelis is, and that as opposed to a Rishus HaRabim, when something would be considered a Sharabim, when something would be considered a Karmelis, and how that impacts the halacha in terms of going from Rishus to Rishus. We will pick up tomorrow. This was Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a great day.